Earth, sky.
We're trying to demonstrate the larger point that, yes, we can program bacteria to perform complex tasks, and these complex tasks can actually be quite useful in hopefully one day addressing an important environmental challenge.
You're listening to Justin Gallivan of Emory University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Gallivan is a chemist who is engineering bacteria with the goal that they will seek out and destroy harmful chemicals in the environment. He spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson.
Your work involves what scientists call reprogramming bacteria. What does it mean to reprogram a living organism?
All living things execute chemical programs that are encoded in their DNA. And if you change the DNA, you can change the behavior. So it's much like changing the code on your computer. So you can get your computer to do new things. You can also get organisms to do new things.
And so why would you want to change the DNA of a bacteria? Why would you want them to do new things?
It doesn't take a whole lot of DNA to encode a bacterium. So we're interested in reprogramming bacteria mostly because they're very simple relative to, say, a human being or a higher organism.
Uh-huh. And so can you explain how do you actually go in and change the bacteria? How do you switch these genes on and off?
Okay, so there's actually two steps. So to introduce new DNA into bacterium actually involves essentially a cutting and pasting mechanism. So we can actually cut out small pieces of DNA using molecules known as restriction enzymes, and we can cut them at specific sites, and then using other enzymes, we can essentially paste them into the bacterium. So we've inserted new DNA into the organism. Then we need to find a way to turn those genes, the genes that DNA encodes, turn them on and off when we want to. And there are lots of ways to do that, but the way that my lab is has been pursuing actually involves a chemical cousin of DNA, which is known as RNA. Okay, and RNA is a molecule that's found in you, it's found in me. And one of the amazing things that it can do is that RNA can bind to other molecules, so essentially giving them a bear hug. So what we do is we add the particular molecule that we're interested in. It can bind to that RNA molecule. That RNA undergoes a change in its shape, and that leads to a change in whether the gene is on or off.
So can you explain some of the practical applications for these engineered bacteria?
If you can imagine all the useful things that you can do with switches, you can start envisioning what sorts of things would you like to turn on. And in a bacterium, we might want to turn on the ability to break down a compound in the environment. We might want to turn on the ability to move towards specific compounds in the environment or to deliver drugs to the body and so on.
So your recent research involves the agricultural chemical atrazine. Can you tell me about that?
Atrazine is a compound that's sprayed very widely in the U.S., and it's terrific at combating weeds on crops such as corn. And it turns out we actually spray quite a bit of this in the U.S. In fact, we spray about 76 million pounds each year on corn crops. The challenge, of course, is that when you spray that much of something, it will get in places that you don't want it to, such as the water supply.
How does your work aim to change atrazine?
So what we did was we developed a chemical switch known as a ribose switch that turns genes on in the presence of atrazine. And what we did was we used that switch to turn on a gene that makes bacteria move. And so when the cells see atrazine, they move towards it. And then by using a second gene that we took from a second bacterium, that second bacterium had evolved to break down atrazine, we could take the gene that allows that bacterium to break down atrazine, put it into our reprogrammed cell, and now we have cells that can actually seek atrazine and destroy it.
Uh-huh. So you published a paper about this research earlier this year. So where is the research right now, and what's the next step?
Right now, so the experiments that we reported, I think, really nicely show the proof of principle that we can reprogram a bacterium to do a complex task, recognize a molecule, move towards it, and break it down. We'd like to make those bacteria work a little better. So currently, we have to add relatively high concentrations of atrazine to get the system to work. We would like to make it better so the cells don't need as much atrazine to be able to follow it. We'd like to make the cells respond a little bit more quickly than they currently do. And we'd like to make the cells somewhat more robust as well.
What's the ultimate goal of your research here?
Well, the ultimate goal, I'm interested in programming bacteria much in the way that you program a computer. And in this specific line of research, we're trying to demonstrate the larger point that, yes, we can program bacteria to perform complex tasks, and these complex tasks can actually be quite useful in hopefully one day addressing an important environmental challenge.
What are the concerns involved in this research in terms of actually applying this bacteria to the environment?
Well, again, let me just stress at the beginning, this is very early stage work. This is all done within the confines of the lab. But I will say that the concern is often raised that, yes, will this bacterium have some particular advantage in the environment? You know, will it be an invincible organism, for example? And I want to be absolutely clear that the answer is no. It turns out that when we engineer bacteria, most of the engineered bacteria are considerably weaker than the bacteria that we started with. Okay, so they would, in fact, be outcompeted in the environment. And this remains a grand challenge of understanding why natural bacteria are so robust and why the bacteria that we engineer in the lab tend to perform so poorly.
What's the most important thing you want to tell our listeners about reprogramming bacteria in terms of, like, a take-home message about your research?
Well, a take-home message is that most bacteria are actually quite friendly. They can do a lot of remarkable things. We would like them to program them to do some different things, much in the way that you would program a computer. And while we'd all agree that you can program a computer to do something nasty, the benefit far outweighs the risk in that we can program bacteria and computers to do a lot of useful and wonderful things.
You've been listening to Justin Galavan, an associate professor of chemistry at Emory University. He's the recipient of many awards, including being named a Sloan Fellow and most recently a 2010 Pop Tech Science Fellow. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.